equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News. You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, I understand back here at the American Network, and our guest this morning is Lindsay Williams. And we're going to be talking about what's going on over there, what we know is going on as far as the Middle East is concerned, and certainly the price of oil, what this is all going to mean to the people out there in the listening audience, and the significance of some of the things that Ken Fromm had told Lindsay before Ken passed away, about the importance of having gold and silver, how they use primarily gold and silver. They don't believe in paper money. This is the elite. Paper money is for the common people, but, and of course, the phrase, the dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. So many things that we've heard from Lindsay through the years and learned from him, and it's been fascinating to look over his shoulder as this story really has unfolded since the beginning or the middle part of the year 2008. Good morning, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, good morning, and it is such a privilege to be with you on the show today because something so significant has happened this week that I don't think the average American has the slightest idea. This is the first program that I'll be giving this on about the Strategic Oil Reserve and the release of the oil. Dr. Stan, I'm fine. I just hope everybody else out there in the listening audience will take note and be ready for what the elite are doing. It is so significant what has just happened.
All right. Well, certainly it would appear that they've released oil to drop the price of oil on the world markets, at least as a temporary measure. Is that your impression?
Well, first of all, I know that we're on a network this morning that most of the people out there have, I have come in contact with them before. But just in case, and I'm sure there are a lot of new listeners, please let me very briefly state that many years ago, by the providence of God, I had the opportunity of being invited to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for 3-year time. It was during the construction of the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I was invited to be the chaplain. They gave me executive status a few months later. They invited me to sit in on that board meetings. And for a 3-year period, I lived with the elite of the world. This could have never happened by any method except the providence of God, because how would an insignificant, unknown aviation missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska have ever sat in the board meetings with the elite of the world except by the providence of God? Over these years, I've kept in touch with these people, and they have told me things that they only decide behind closed doors. Now, I come down to right now, and I am seeing some things happen that Mr. Fromm told me before he ever passed away. Then, of course, my elitist friend, that is in his 70s, retired, and is almost taking the opinion that Mr. Fromm did numbers of back about a year ago when he said, "Chaplain, I'm too old to care. Just go ahead and tell the world everything." And it's almost as if my elitist friend is taking that attitude right now, because things are happening so rapidly. Now, what happened this week, the listening audience, please, you are seeing some of the most significant events take place this week that you can possibly imagine of, and the average American is almost, they don't have the slightest idea where to turn to understand any of this. And if it had not been for my living with the elite and rubbing shoulders with them, sitting across the dinner table from them, understanding their mindset, I wrote 3 books trying to explain the mindset of the elite, how they think, why they think the way they do, why they do what they do. And until people learn to understand the mindset of the elite, there's no way they'll understand the events of this week. Now, I'm going to go back just a ways in order to explain this. President Obama spoke on April the 20th in Avondale, Virginia. And at that time, he brought up the subject of crude oil. And he made the statement. The reason I'm going back to this statement is because of what he has done this week that makes no rhyme nor reason to the average person unless they understand the background to it. And on April the 20th, when he spoke in Avondale, Virginia, he said, "There is plenty of oil." The very following day, George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM called me up and he said, "Lindsey, what does this mean? Would you please come on Coast to Coast tonight for just 5 minutes and tell the audience what in this world is going on?" Well, I did, and I tried to explain to them that the price of crude oil is not controlled by how much there is, whether there's a glut of it or whether there's none of it. It's not controlled by Saudi Arabia. The price of crude oil is controlled by the elite of the world who sit, their representatives sit behind the computers in New York and London on any given day and control the price of crude oil. And OPEC has nothing to do with the price of a barrel of crude oil, but the elite control it. They want you to think that they're in control, the OPEC, they would like the world to think they're in control, but of course they aren't. Now, why in all of this world would our president, just within the past few days, release oil from the strategic oil reserve? The Americans should have risen up in arms. Again, if they had known the real reason why this was being done, it would have startled them to no end. I would not have known this had it not been for some of the things that Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away that they were going to do. And then my latest communique with my elitist friend 2 times within 1 week's period, and all of it fits together. So I'd like to try to lay it out in just a few moments so that you can understand it. Now, keep in mind what Mr. Obama said back on April the 20th. He said there is plenty of oil. What is the strategic oil reserve all about? What's it there for? It's there in case of an emergency. They put this oil into a salt dome. Years ago, they bought it, the government did, at much lower price than what we've got it today, and they kept it there, they said, such a joke. They said they were going to keep it there until we had a national emergency. Our oil supply might be cut off from foreign sources.
Hold that thought, Lindsey. We've got to go to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Brands Grooming in Greeley is saluting the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for the economic and political freedom we daily enjoy. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from Franz Grooming, 109 North 49th Street in Greeley, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Dr. Stan here. Lindsay, go right ahead.
Folks, please, this is so important, what has happened this week. You literally are seeing the elite unfold a plan right before your eyes, and I'm going to try my best if I can, according to what my elitist friend has told me just within the past 2 weeks, to unfold all this for you. There is no shortage of crude oil whatsoever. The world is literally, right now, awash in crude oil. Every nation imaginable is having trouble selling the crude oil that they have. Our own president, President Obama, stated on April the 20th in a speech that he gave in Avondale, Virginia, we have plenty of oil. Now, let's come down to what has happened just this week. Our president released some oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. The Strategic Oil Reserve is oil that America has bought from many different places around the world over the years and has stored in salt domes, and it's there for the purpose of when there is a shortage, not a glut as we have today, not a time when we have plenty, but that oil is stored there for the purpose of using it when our military can't get oil. When there are long lines at the gas pump and you're begging for oil, and when America is put on the spot by some of our so-called friends, such as Saudi Arabia and others, who aren't friends at all, but of course supply us with crude oil, and if there was ever a time that their crude oil supply was cut off, our government would be able to pull this oil back out of the Strategic Oil Reserve and supply it for our military, for our aircraft, for our people of America. And yet, when there is plenty of oil, when there is a glut of oil, when the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going down, we don't have a crisis right now. The price of gasoline has gone down. And of course, I'll tell you in a few moments why this has happened. I've given it on other of Dr. Stan's programs prior to this week when the president did what he did. And, of course, the elitists are pushing him to do this. He has no choice. He's doing exactly what they've told him to do. He is totally under their thumb and under their control. And he came up all of a sudden when there's plenty of oil, the price of gasoline is going down at the gas pump, we have no crisis, that America is forcing America to arm services to need crude oil. And he does something so idiotic, so stupid, as to release oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Has anyone out there in America, has anyone dared to ask why he did this? I mean, the very first thing when I heard this, I said to myself, what in this world is this man doing? So I thought back on the things that Mr. Fromm had told me, and it's very obvious why they're doing what they're doing. And folks, what I'm about to say to you, I am begging you, you must make preparation for what this is really all about. If the president released this oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve, what is this going to do 6 months, 1 year down the line, whenever the crisis in the Middle East grows greater and our oil supply is cut off? What's going to happen now that he has released some of this oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve? Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Surely you must be able to realize that now he has diminished our oil supply in the Strategic Oil Reserve. This oil must be replaced. And when is it going to be replaced? Not going to replace it the next month or 2 months or 3 months. When are they going to replace it? They'll replace it when, oh, people, please, you need to see this. We've got a $12 to $14 trillion national debt. The dog and pony show in Washington over the national debt and raising the debt ceiling limit is such a joke. And yet, we, in the trouble that we are financially, our president has released oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve when there's plenty of oil and our military doesn't need oil. And you don't need oil, and the price of gasoline is going down, and they're going to have to replace it in the future. Are you beginning to get the message before I give you the answer? The Middle East crisis is going to continue to grow worse and worse. I warned you 6 months ago that the elite had told me that there was going to be a crisis in the Middle East. I said, people, please sit up and take notice of what's happening. And then after the crisis took place, 4 months later, exactly as the elite had told me, and Dr. Stan, I said it right here on this network and on your, this radio program back about 6 months ago, and it's recorded that the elite had told me, and I said it before it happened. And then when it took place, I went back to my elitist friend, and I said, why are you doing this? And he said, it's being done for the purpose of cutting off the oil supply. Cutting off the oil supply? Folks, are you getting it? Whenever that oil supply is cut off, oil has already been removed, much of it, from our strategic oil reserve at a time that we have a glut of oil, and our government will be wondering where to get that oil from. Do you see what the elite are doing? Every bit of this is a plan or a ploy of the elite to put America into such a critical state that they'll be able to do what they want to do with the dollar, what they'll want to be able to do with the $14 trillion national debt, because it's going to be defaulted on. Did you hear it? Did you hear this week from Congressman Ron Paul? He said the best thing to do with the national debt is default on it. Where did he get this from? Folks, please read between the lines. I told you 6 months ago that I had been told before Mr. Fromm died that there had to be a default on the national debt. I told you back about 4 or 5 months ago when this Middle East crisis came around, I was one of the first ones to ever say it. And I didn't say it. Lindsay Williams didn't know this. I knew it because of my elitist friends who had told me so. And I came on this very program right here on this network, and I said there will be a default on the national debt. And within the past few weeks, I've been saying it on every show that I've had with you, Dr. Stan. I've said it on other radio shows that I've had with other talk show hosts. I've said the America is going to default on its national debt. I'm not talking about raising of the debt ceiling. I'm not talking about Congress being in trouble with paying bills right now. I'm talking about the national debt, the T-bills that have been sold to foreigners and Americans and wealthy people. And there's going to be a default on the national debt, and every bit of this is coming to a head. Okay, number one, Strategic Oil Reserve. We have pulled out oil out of it in a time of plenty. When did Joseph in Egypt, let's go back to the scriptures now, because the best example you can think of is the Bible. When did Joseph in Egypt begin to buy up all of the food in Egypt? He began to buy it up whenever there was plenty so that he could sell it back to the people when there was drought. Do you realize the exact opposite thing is being done by the President of the United States of America? When there's plenty, he's selling it. I mean, this is insane. When there's plenty, he's selling it. Why? Because when there is none, he's going to want to buy it back. Folks, I'm warning you. Here it is right now. Okay. First of all, I've got to begin where I began on your last radio program, Dr. Stan, and congratulate you and every other radio talk show host and this network right here, because you've given the people over the years the truth. And as a result, so many Americans have awakened that I came on your program about a week ago, Dr. Stan, and I said I had just been on the telephone with my elitist friend, and he said that so many Americans were waking up that the elite are becoming concerned, and as a result, they were going to keep gasoline prices no higher all summer long anywhere in America. Now, that included California and Hawaii, whose prices are already up around $5 a gallon. But the elite were going to keep prices low through the summer, June, July, August, to a maximum of $5. But watch out. Folks, I'm warning you, the elite had plans that beginning in September, the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going through the roof. Are you getting this now? Please, you've got to hear this also. The price of gold and silver beginning the latter part of August is going to escalate to the point that you will be mind-boggled as to what is happening. Now look at the scenario of what happened just this week. Strategic oil reserve, when there is plenty, the exact opposite of what should be done. When there's plenty, we need to leave it there. Instead, they've pulled it out when there's plenty, so that we can turn back around and buy it from whom? The elitist. Who do you think they get it from? Well, they don't get it from Saudi Arabia. It comes through those people who sit behind the computers in the name of the elite every day and purchase it from all over the world. And who will our government buy it from? They'll buy it back this fall when it goes to $150 and $200 a barrel and put us into more debt than what we are right now. What they've just drawn out, they're going to have to put back. And do you realize that our president is so under the finger of the elite that he's having to do everything that these people are telling him to do? He has no choice. Congress, the biggest bunch of puppets I've ever seen in my life, they would allow oil to be removed from the strategic oil reserve when there is plenty. And not a one of them up there undoubtedly has got a dab of sense. They're bound to know some of what the elite are doing. If I can know it, a little guy like Lindsay Williams, if I can know what the elite are doing, surely they must understand that with the debt that we've got, $14 trillion plus, in the trouble that we're in financially, we release oil at a low price, turn around in September and October and November, and buy it back at $150 to $200 a barrel, and put us into even more debt. Folks, are you realizing how we have literally been had this week by our own president and by our Congress? And every bit of it is playing perfectly into the hands of the elite for bringing the American dollar down. And now I must come to the next expression that I'm getting from my one elitist friend that's still alive. He's in his 70s. And he said the other day, he said, "Chaplain, it's petrodollar now." And I said, "What do you mean petrodollar?" I said, "I know that the American dollar has always been the reserve currency of the world." He said, "Chaplain, not anymore." He said, "You're not going to hear the expression, folks. I'm saying this so that you can follow it. You must know their buzzwords. You've got to understand the lingo of the elite." Did you understand it years ago when Mr. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, said New World Order? No, none of us understood it at the time. We sure understand it today. Now, it's not going to be the dollar as a reserve currency of the world anymore. From now on, you're going to hear this expression. Put it down. Put it there beside your calendar. Every time you hear it, know that it's the ploy of the elite. It is their buzzwords. They're trying to tell you something, and you've got to wake up and hear what the elite are saying. Listen to their buzzwords. I learned this 35 years ago when I lived with those people. One of the first things I learned was to listen to their buzzwords. Petro dollars. Please, every time you hear that term, you know what it means? It means bankruptcy. Yeah. I know petrodollars talks about the whatever currency is used for the sale of crude oil around the world, but it is no longer the American dollar. Keep in mind the expression that Mr. Fromm gave me so many times. He said the standard currency of the world is crude oil, and only when the dollar is used for the sale and trade of crude oil does it become the reserve currency of the world. Anymore, it's not the American dollar. It is the petrodollar. Do you realize that what they have done is basically laid out the scenario just within the past week or two? And you're going to hear it now, nothing but petrodollars anymore. No more the American dollar, the reserve currency. Do you realize that they're actually laying out before you their buzzwords for the new world currency, the new world order currency, which the World Bank will issue to you whenever the dollar has been brought to its knees, and they must do two or three things. They had to release this oil from the
Strait of Hold that thought, Lindsay. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Bug Eyes Pest Solutions says that over the summer, children shouldn't be out of guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing to do. Give your kids supervised activities. The best weapon against delinquency is family time. That's from Bug Eyes Pest Solutions, who exterminate anything. They offer you a complete pest control service for business, industry, and home. Call 307-214-3001. Bug Eyes Pest Solutions for information on their contractual services at sensible prices. You'll receive a written guarantee, free inspection, and estimates.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, before we go on, would you like to get your website out or your telephone number so people get in touch with you if they want to get your material?
Dr. Stan, I'm quite sure being on this network, and I know you do, believe in the providence of God. I have known it for so many years. I'm not a young guy, but I've seen the providence of God at work so many times. And when I look at what's happening right now, I think just even this moment, while we just went through that commercial break, and what was the advertisement that was given in this commercial break right now on this network, on this station? It was about gold, a Patriot Trading Group. I think that is very significant. I'm going to have to say that I think this commercial break was the providence of God, because I'm going to give you now, and yes, I will talk about my materials in a moment, but I need something else right now. It's so important. Then we'll go into it. I think it is so very important for you to know what is going to happen this fall. I have been told in advance. Now, many of you know that over these 35 years, the elite have never told me anything that it didn't come to pass exactly as they said it. And I want to lay it out very simply and plainly so that anyone could very easily understand what happened. They released the oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve this week. That will have to be replaced. When will it be replaced? It will be replaced this fall whenever the prices are back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. We now have a national debt crisis. What is going to solve this crisis? We have our gold gone from Fort Knox. People, if you are going to spare yourself right now, while gold and silver prices are low, while the price has dropped in silver drastically, now is the time to buy. You have never seen such an increase as to what you're going to see in gas prices, in crude oil prices, and in gold and silver prices. The price, I've been told, that you're going to see gold and silver prices stay where they are right now for the time being. Keep in mind that gold and silver is the currency of the elite. And that beginning the last part of August, gold and silver prices are going to begin to escalate phenomenally. Please, I beg of you, I was told that the only way to spare my household, the only way to say, you're not going to do it through a retirement plan, you're not going to do it through Social Security. All of those will be less and less value as the dollar declines. But gold and silver prices are going to escalate to the point between September and December of 20 to 25%. Crude oil prices are going to go wild this fall. They released this oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve so they can turn around and buy it back from the elitists this fall, when the crisis has grown so great in the Middle East. Okay, now I'm going to do what Dr. Stan suggested just a moment ago when we came out of the commercial break. If there's ever a time that I beg of you to get what the elite have told me, I have two different series available right now. Number one is everything that the elite have told me for the past 3 years. You have 8 hours of DVD viewing, and we have we brought the price down when we came out with our new series. 8 hours of DVD viewing, everything that the elite have told me, entitled The Elite Speak, 6 DVDs. And then just a matter of weeks ago, we came out with our latest 3 DVD presentation entitled The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. I beg of you to get these and copy them. That's correct. My DVDs are not copywritten. And I want you to copy them and give them to every friend you've got, because your dinner table depends on it. Our toll-free number is 888-799-6111. And we have operators standing by 24 hours a day whenever you want to call. Or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, PROPHECYCLUB.com, or toll-free. For American operators, by the way, who will answer the phone call, 888-799-6111. Everything that the elite are going to do through the year 2012, why is the Muslim Brotherhood being used in the Middle East? Everything is happening to crude oil prices and where they're going to go this fall. Gold prices, why gold prices are going up, why they're going to go all the way to $3,000 an ounce, and silver's going to go to $75 to $100 an ounce. Now, enough for my materials. I plead with you to get them for the sake of your dinner table. There is no other place that you will hear what you will hear on these DVDs, because I don't know of anyone that the elite talk with personally and has been right every time for the past 35 years. I am not a prophet, but if you want to know what's going to happen according to what the elite tell me personally, you can spare your dinner table and save yourself heartache. Now, let me go back to what is happening right now because it is so significant, and I hope you have that pencil and paper handy because I'm going to give you some names and dates and places that you can research for yourself because it is unfolding right in front of our eyes. Strategic oil reserve release. It is a horrifying thought because now when the Middle East crisis gets worse and worse as they intend for it to do, and you, we, or whoever, as American taxpayers, are actually paying for the war of the elite in the Middle East. It is an atrocity of atrocities. When that becomes so severe, and it's getting worse and worse, it's spreading right on. It started in Egypt. It went to Libya. It went into Yemen. Now it's going to Jordan and Syria. Watch out. Oh, my goodness. When it gets into Saudi Arabia, you have seen the ultimate of American problems for the American dollar. Every bit of this is unfolding right in front of your eyes, as the elite told me, and then I recorded it at the very time that the first conflict was taking place in Egypt, and then I said it's going to go from there. All right, now, let me tell you what has just happened that is so exciting. The largest rig for the drilling of crude oil ever built on the face of the earth. Now, you remember years ago that the Soviet Union drilled at Kola SG-3 wells and went down to 42,000 feet and found massive amounts of abiotic oil. Well, it's just happening again right now, and my book was 35 years ahead of itself. And I'm sorry, I cannot apologize for this whatsoever. I said it 35 years ago that I watched the largest pool of oil ever discovered on the face of the earth brought in at Prudhoe Bay. And at the time, they said that oil was not going to be released to the American public. The information was classified within 24 hours. The only place you find this reported anywhere on the face of this earth is in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, which is now out of print. If you want it, you can go to Amazon Kindle and get it. But the main thing is that chapter, Gull Island, will blow your mind. Okay. The gentleman said to me that day, it was Mr. Fromm, by the way, he said, Chaplain, we're not going to release this oil till we have the price where we want it to go. Well, my dreams have finally come true. Nobody can doubt what I saw that day any longer. It just happened. It just happened within the past few weeks. The biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth has just been moved onshore, 2 miles away from Gull Island, but on shore, not out in the Arctic Ocean. Gull Island is 2 miles out in the Arctic Ocean. But, and by the way, go and find Gull Island if you can. You'll see it for yourself. I have a picture of it in my book, Energy Non-Crisis.
Hang on there, Lindsay. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins reminds us to salute our troops. Show them your support and send a care package today. This message from American Legacy Firearms in Fort Collins, the leader in custom engraved and laser engraved limited edition firearms and one-of-a-kind guns you can't find anywhere like NRA pistols. They offer special prices for NRA members and veterans. Call 221-0502. That's 221-0502 or visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, Lindsay Williams, the last segment of the program, and Christmas Eve, feels that the price of gold and silver is going up dramatically at the end of this year. The price of oil will go to $150 to $200 a barrel, and this will have a devastating effect on our already faltering economy. But even more than that, of course, they're going to consider... Now, Lindsay, do you think this is going to be default on the debt, or do you think they're just going to erode the value of our dollar so that it will lose a half or two-thirds of its value?
Dr. Stan, over the years, every time the elite have given me a sign, I've tried to give it to your listening audience and to other listening audience like yours and to this network. I'd like to give you a sign now. Everything you've just said is true. The price of crude oil is going to escalate phenomenally this fall. So many Americans have awakened that they decided they would back off a little bit this summer and let you simmer down like the frog boiling in the pot. Don't be deceived by it. And the price, the fact that gold and silver has come down, many of you are selling it because you think it's going to go further. Don't be deceived by it. I want to give you a sign. Here it is. The elite are getting ready for the day that the revolution in the Middle East has become such a crisis that our oil supply will be shortened in what we're getting, and they are getting ready by doing something. They're producing they are already drilling into the oil fields of America, which I told you about 6 months ago. I came on this station with you, Dr. Stan, 6 months ago, and I told you the exact oil fields that the elite were going to begin to produce inside the United States of America in preparation for the day that the Middle East crisis got so bad that we would have to supply from our own soil. And, of course, they'll give it to you at $75 to $100 a barrel. Here it is right here. The biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth was just moved on to the ocean shore on the Arctic Ocean in northern Alaska, right near West Dock. I'm giving you specific places now so you can go and find it for yourself. This is not just hearsay. I actually got this from my elitist friend within the past 2 weeks. This big rig, they call it the Liberty Rig. It is on the shore near West Dock. It is approximately 2 miles from what I record in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind. This rig is the biggest oil rig ever built on the face of the earth, and it is designed to drill. Are you ready? You think the Gulf of Mexico or something. You think what they found down there, the Gusher, that they still haven't even stopped, and that's another story. This rig on the north slope of Alaska is designed to drill 8 miles. Did you hear this? 8 miles. Do you realize how far down into the face of the earth 8 miles is? And I'm even going to give you the name of the zone. They have named it now. You'll begin to hear this. Folks, you're hearing things right now that the media won't even talk about until 6 months from now. And I'm trying to give it to you to spare your dinner table and to help you live a decent life when the elite have crippled the rest of the world. And if you don't make proper preparation right now, things that you're hearing Dr. Stan say over the years, you should have started that preparation years ago, but now you've still got time to do something about it because you know what their timetable is. This rig is going to drill 8 miles down into what I called the Gull Island Field. They have named it. You're going to hear the word. Write it down. Lisbon Zone. Not Lisbon Field. In fact, he corrected me the other day when we were on the phone. He said, Chaplain, it's Lisbon Zone. Don't call it a field. 8 miles down, and there will probably be, from what I saw 35 years ago, when the first drill rigs went into that area off of Gull Island, they wouldn't let them drill on Gull Island anymore because it's out in the Arctic Ocean. So they had to put this thing on the shore, approximately 2 miles away from Gull Island, and they're going to angle drill and then go down approximately 8 miles, and they will find one of the largest pools of oil, which they already know is there. I recorded it in my book, The Only Place You'll Find It. They are actually going to produce the largest field of oil ever discovered on the face of the earth. And you know when they're going to announce it? Oh, people, please. You're hearing this 6 months to a year in advance. They are going to announce it whenever the Middle East crisis has grown so great that our oil supply needs to be cut off, and they will come in and say, we have the answer. By the way, they can produce this oil for somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60. Well, I'm not even going to go into it. I'm not going to give it to you because it would startle you so much. You can have that oil, that gasoline, for 60 cents a gallon at the gas pump, and they're going to give it to you for $6 and $7 a gallon at the gas pump. And they know it's there. They've known it was there for 35 years. And now they're going to, at the very time, all planned, this release of the strategic oil reserve, so they'll have to turn around and replace it again at a higher price. Every bit of it, a plan of the elite. Now they turn around and say, we finally are your savior. After all, we have the oil that America needs right now. And, oh, people, are you seeing what the elite are doing to us? Now, prepare your household. First of all, you've got to understand that they open up the Bakken Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana. They're drilling holes, dozens of them, every single month up there. They're drilling now on the North Slope of Alaska. The House of Representatives in Washington just passed a bill on May the 12th of 2011, allowing the North Slope area of the Arctic Ocean to be opened. They've never even considered this before in the past. Why are they doing it right now without even an argument, and it didn't even hit the national news? Because the elite are getting everything ready for the time that they will cause such a crisis to come to fruition, to a complete head in the Middle East, that they will supply oil from our own soil at a phenomenal price. These people never get through with their control. Every bit of it, the name of the game is control. And Dr. Stan, what has been given to your listening audience here today, I consider to be something that is so important because you are having this literally unveiled right before your eyes, before it takes place, while you are watching the American taxpayer pay for the crisis in the Middle East.
We're out of time, Lindsay. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand here, and there should be nothing to disappear. Everything is fine. We have a DVD of Lindsey. It's his talk on the energy non-crisis talk he gave many years ago. We got permission from him to release. And then, of course, we have my talk on the oil deception. Comes with an excellent syllabus. I gave it some years ago. But the whole oil shortage problem is all contrived. The world is awash with oil. It ought to be selling at 60 cents a gallon. It'll be selling, if Lindsey's correct, at $6, $7 a gallon here before very long. It's all designed to impoverish the American people. And as they're driving up the cost of electricity, and they're going to drive up the cost of water, and they're going to drive up the cost of oil, and that's they're going to basically drain the savings of the people. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. It's all part of a plan. It goes right along with them shipping our jobs overseas, shipping our manufacturing overseas, shipping our factories overseas, part of Agenda 21. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and then the syllabus and four tapes that could go with it. And you'll know more than just about anyone else. Prepare yourself for the very difficult times that lie ahead. But understand, behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. That's why you need to get my book, if you haven't read it, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it explains to you who and what is behind it. People often say to me, when you talk about they, who are they? Well, you can get the little book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through in a few hours, and it will change the way you look at the world. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we have an opportunity to pick up a station in the Phoenix area, which should really be great. Saturday, admittedly, only a half an hour a week, but it would reach a tremendous large audience there. If you're in a position to help us, we'd like to get that Saturday program to add to the other programs we have. We already have three Saturday programs in New Mexico. We need to get another one. I'm sorry, this is Phoenix, Arizona. We need to get a good outlet in Arizona, which we don't have. So our number is 1-800-544-8927 if you're in a position to help us. And then, of course, we ask you to understand that this is truly a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle. There is a supernatural element to everything. That's why you need my talk on the secret, the forbidden secret, and the dark secret. They're all available. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our archive programs. Remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, probably more than anyone else in the country. But we have an opportunity to reach people. And there's a growing awareness out there of what this is all about. And we can only hope and pray that enough people will get involved so that we can try to preserve America. I don't know what's going to happen. It's really up to the American people. Do they care enough to become involved? Please pray for America. Pray for your mind open. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C.